Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third, the right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth, the catcher, John Stevenson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Parsons. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Parsons. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Jim Davenport. Batting second, the second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jim Rayhart. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Hiller reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hiller moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hiller catches it and throws to first to double up Davenport. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Stevenson and he is out, Hiller applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Lanier picks up the ball and throws it to Davenport, who tags the runner out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart takes first base on ball 4. McCovey moves to second. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCovey moves to third. Hart moves to second. Gordy Richardson now pitching. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw strikes out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Gordy Richardson. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Christopher. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Christopher steals second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Christopher scores. McMillan moves to second. It's Mets, 1, Giants, 1. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Moorhead now pitching. Jimmy Schaefer now catching. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gabrielson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hart trying to get to third. Lewis throws the ball into Smith, who tags Hart for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabrielson moves to third. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabrielson scores. Haller moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to third for the out. Henderson moves to second. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Kolb pinch hits for Bob Moorhead. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Sutherland now pitching. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 3 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays tags and scores. McCovey tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Giants. Tug McGraw now pitching. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCovey moves to third. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gabrielson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hiller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McMillan is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.